Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting third. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Quirk. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Art Quirk. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting second. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Manny Jimenez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Rakow. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ed Rakow. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a pop-up towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser takes first base on ball four. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a line drive into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hauser moves to second. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn takes first base on ball four. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt. Cimoli reaches second base with a double. Hauser scores. Seaburn goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Athletics. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Heywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt. Rakow reaches second base with a double. Sullivan moves to third. Jim LeHue now pitching. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Houser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. Rakow scores. It's 5-0, Athletics. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-1 in the game. Del Greco bunts towards the mound. LeHue fields it and throws to first for the out. Houser moves to second. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Houser trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos strikes out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim LeHue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeHue strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cimoli hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt. Cimoli reaches second base with a double. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-1 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. LeHue fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cimoli scores. It's 6-0, Athletics. Heywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Rakow is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Brian now catching. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-1 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rakow fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-1 in the game. Herzog hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco. Herzog reaches second base with a double. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Herzog moves to third. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-3, Athletics. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brandt moves to second. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. Triandos hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Orioles 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hauser hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 1 in the game. Del Greco hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen pinch hits for Jim Lehua. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hansen moves to third. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to home to get Hansen. Temple moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Temple scores. Herzog moves to third. It's 6-4, Athletics. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gentile hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herzog scores. Powell moves to third. It's 6-5, Athletics. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brandt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Orioles 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Heft now pitching. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simile is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Simile hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt, who is chasing the ball. Simile reaches third base with a triple. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Triandos for a passed ball. Simile scores. It's 7-5, Athletics. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-2 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jimenez hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rakow fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-2 in the game. Triandos hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Orioles 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Lau now catching. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rakow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hauser bunts towards the mound. Heft fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rakow moves to second. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-2 in the game. Del Greco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt. Del Greco reaches second base with a double. Rakow scores. Hauser goes all the way around to score. It's 9-5, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Del Greco scores. It's 10-5, Athletics. Gino Simile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simile is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Simile hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt, who is chasing the ball. Simile reaches third base with a triple. Seaburn goes all the way around to score. It's 11-5, Athletics. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-3 in the game. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jimenez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Billy Heft. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Herzog hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Orioles 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Marv Breeding now playing second base. Bill Short now pitching. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-1 in the game. Bryan strikes out. One out. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rakow strikes out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hauser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Del Greco takes first base on ball 4. Hauser moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hauser scores. Del Greco moves to third. Lump moves to second. It's 12-5, Athletics. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Del Greco scores. Lump scores. It's 14-5, Athletics. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 4-for-4 in the game, with two doubles and two triples. He's got two RBIs. Simulai hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Seaburn moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 14, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Powell strikes out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gentile for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brandt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 14, and the Orioles 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-2 in the game. Bryan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bryan for the out. Two outs. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Rakow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 14, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Diego Segui now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-3 in the game. Adair strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 14, and Baltimore Orioles, 5. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.